It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. For the first time in 25 years, Madison will be getting a new public library. It's on the city's northeast side. Called the Imagination Center, the library will have a unique design located in a city park.
Plans for the library aim to make it a community hub in a part of the city that has historically been a resource desert.
Madison Public Library Director Tana Elias joins us for a look at the upcoming library and community involvement in its design. Tana, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me.
I want to start by talking about the location of the new library, the Imagination Center. It's been described by some area residents as a resource desert. What kind of things pointed Madison Public Library to this location in particular?
Well, it all got started in 2016 when we released our East Side plan. We had been looking at library service on the East Side as compared to library service on the West Side, knowing that the East Side was growing, and the East Side of Madison also has much fewer public resources than the West Side does. So one of the things that we found in that study is that it was a resource desert. There are fewer public spaces for meetings, there are fewer spaces for free internet, there are fewer libraries for all the information resources that you find through libraries. But there were also fewer park shelters and other kinds of amenities that make a city livable and enjoyable. Less public art, for example. So this was something that had been mentioned as far back as 2007 as a desire for the library to have a location on the East Side and in the Rindell Park area. We found that was solidified through this East Side study. And then we went about the long and arduous process of getting all of the funding and buy-in that we needed to build the new facility.
Now, the old-fashioned view, I think, of libraries is, oh, it's a place for books and other materials, which libraries are, but a lot of other stuff goes on there, too. Community centers, job services, the list goes on and on. My understanding is the plan for this new library, the Imagination Center, is it's going to be built with a lot of those things in mind. Tell us what went into that design.
Yeah, so libraries have definitely changed in terms of the services that they offer. Like you mentioned, they are similar to a community center in a lot of ways. Every library that we have remodeled in the last decade or more has included more public space, more meeting rooms, individual study rooms, places for people to take teleconference appointments, for example. So just a wide variety of uses, in addition to the reading and learning that we know or associate with traditional public libraries. What we find is people will come to the library to check out resources, but also meet with others in their community or use the library's technology resources to meet with people online. And so we envision a spot that will offer all of those things, but it's also located in a park, which is pretty unique for Madison and unique for public libraries across the nation. And having a park pavilion nearby, like just really, you know, adjacent to the library, provides so many opportunities. That pavilion will be a space that families in the area can rent for celebrations in their lives, for community spaces, something that businesses can rent to host employee recognition events. And it will be really a transformative spot, I think, because of that adjacency, because we have library functions and park pavilion functions. And then just right outside our doors, we'll have the whole park. It's a very large park in the city of Madison, and it's used by many different groups from anything from cricket to tennis to community gardening. And so I think it will really offer a lot of opportunities for Madisonians to meet and gather and take advantage of city resources in new and unique ways.
Did that location in a park affect the design of the building? I mean, if I know I'm inside a library and I know there's a park over there, I want to see it, right?
Absolutely, yes. You'll see much more windows in this library than you see in most of our libraries. And obviously, every element was designed to feel like it was a part of the park. Anything from the roof lines to the windows to the outside features to the interior decor.
You mentioned getting buy-in from stakeholders and community members. What went into designing this library and its look and its services and so on in a way that people who live in the service area wanted to use it.
So as part of the Eastside plan, our library planner reached out to over 50 different small groups that were already using services on the east side or that were associated with the east side of Madison. So this wasn't just for the Imagination Center, it was kind of for a larger look at east side library service. Multiple planners over that process talked to over 330 people about their individual hopes and dreams. And then we also relied on demographic data and the city's larger planning process to inform the services that we offer. And then once that process started, once we had identified capital funding, we continued to work with the neighborhood residents, with the alders, with the neighborhood associations to find out what was most important to them in this space. And what we found were many of the things we offer in other libraries already, things like meeting rooms and study spaces, things like natural lighting and lots of programs, internet connectivity, you know, access to collections in multiple formats. And then again, that adjacency of being located close to the park pavilion and in the park sparked a lot of interest in health and wellness programming and activities. We have over, I would say about 40 different partners that we plan to work with in this space right off the bat. And those are longstanding partnerships. Some of them are specific to that particular area, like working with the Sandberg Elementary School, which is just a mile away.
We're talking about the role of libraries as community hubs and Madison's first new library in 25 years with Tana Elias, Madison Public Library Director. The name, Imagination Center, that seems like a different way to think about a library. What goes into that name?
The Imagination Center was at the beginning stages of this project. We weren't sure what all would be in this center. Would it be a library, a park pavilion? At some point, we had talked about a childcare facility. So there were a lot of ideas, a lot of pent-up energy, I would say, that the neighborhood had and thought about all the different things that could be in this space. What we ended up with was a somewhat more traditional library space and the park pavilion and the possibility of using those two spaces as links to the community and working with a lot of different partner groups rather than having them commit to a hard and fast space in that location, if that makes sense.
There are a lot of question marks when it comes to funding for all kinds of public institutions, more question marks than usual. What kind of things go into saying we're going to have this new building, we're going to staff it, and we're going to be able to fund it sustainably?
That is a great question. Certainly things have changed since 2016 when we started seriously talking about acquiring capital funding for this project. And one of the things that you always have to do with any public project is tell the story, tell the importance, tell the value, and then get enough people on board that they're willing to fund it. And so we started by securing funding in 2018 from the City of Madison through the capital budget process. We received additional funding in subsequent years. We have Madison Public Library Foundation has committed $4.5 million to the project. So they have been raising money on our behalf for this project. And then we also received a Flexible Facilities Program grant from the state of Wisconsin's Division of Energy, Housing, and Community Resources. And that was really the capital investment that kind of moved this into the operating stage.
You mentioned alternative energy funding, and there are some unique things that are going into this building, I understand, including the possibility that you'll be able to sell energy from this library maybe in the future. What's going on?
Well, we are using geothermal energy, so that is a portion of the project. It will be a LEED Platinum certified building when it's all done. And then we'll have some solar investment as well, so we'll be depending on how that works out, we'll either sell it out or, use it to offset costs.
Tana, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
Tana Elias directs the Madison Public Library. We've been talking about the Imagination Center. When finished, it'll be Madison's first new public library in about a quarter century. That project is under construction with opening day set for September of next year.